So Spiderhead is a film about Big Pharma turning prisoners into guinea pigs for monetary gain. The fuck does that remind me of? All right, the fucking COVID era that we've been under. Yep, we took a lot of fucking vaccines so we can be free. As soon as that ends, there's this whole fucking monkeypox crap. Hey, I'm not saying COVID was an illusion. I'm not saying that shit. I'm just saying Big Pharma made a lot of money off that shit. Anyway, enough about my political fucking views. Let's talk about the film. Okay, what happens in the film? Anyway, a bunch of characters, or a bunch of prisoners, really, who've done a bunch of hideous crimes or heinous crimes, get offered a chance of a lifetime, basically, I think. Where they get to go to a luxurious prison with the freedom, not being locked up in chains, not being locked up in bars, freedom to roam, cook, play games, enjoy life. Enjoy your sentence, really. And all they have to give away is their bodies for experimental purposes from a pharmaceutical company. Huh. Seems quite interesting. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't we go through that shit where we had to stay home and if we couldn't take vaccines, they wouldn't let us go outside? Damn, that really sounds familiar. Anyway, Netflix really hit the ball here. I really enjoyed this film. So, what happens in this film? Reese, please do tell us. Well, I will tell you. Because you are so nicely. Anyway, this film stars Chris Hemsworth, Miles Taylor, and Janae, or Junior. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Janae Smollett. I think so. Anyway, these three characters are in the film's poster, so they have lead protagonist. Anyway, so Steve, aka Chris Hemsworth, is the prison wardener plus slash owner of the whole pharmaceutical company that's running the prison, that's licensed the prisoners. I don't know. But it's really what happened in the U.S. A lot of prisons in America are owned by private companies, so it's really possible and quite easy for a pharmaceutical company to own a prison and start experimenting on these prisoners because they're offering them an easier and a smoother life sentence or sentence, regardless of how long their sentence is, really. Anyway, long story short, the pharmaceutical company tests a variety of drugs on these patients. They're giving them this weird name called Bingo, where there's B40 and something, you know, a lot of various letters. Anyway, true motive of the film is to test out a drug that helps control human beings, but they don't want to tell the prisoners that, so they're giving them the pretense that there are certain people who cannot find love, and there are certain drugs that give them love. There are drugs, there are various drugs, like this Darkin Fox thing, the drug that makes people feel very irritable and shit, you know, ends up killing themselves, just feeling. And then there's this phobia drug, makes people scared of literally anything. You can make a person scared of a bloody stapler. So technically, you could use that drug to fend off bullies. And there are drugs that make people, you know, loving. Like, there's this drug that they used on these prisoners. I think they called it NB40 or something. I could be wrong about these letters, so I apologize. It's better for you to watch it. You know, this drug made people fall in love with anyone for that split second until that drug wears out of their system, and then they're not love. And they wanted to see, there was this experiment, they wanted to see that if you share that connection with someone, even if it's temporarily, would you have some sort of emotional attachment to that person? Like, would you, you know, allow them to be tortured or hurt because you had smoking hot sex with them? Like, thrashing, loving, ugh, I don't know, man. Just love. Would you have some sort of connection? Because they'd take a total stranger and then they'd inject you both with that drug and you'd be in the room and the emotions will overwhelm you to the point where you just want to fuck. And after a few days or a few hours, they'd say, we're going to put this Darkin Fox. It's a drug that makes people irritable and, you know, scared and violent and shit. So a person could actually kill themselves. It's a very horrible drug, gives you a horrible feeling of anxiety, depression, all mashed up into one. Yep. Anyway, so they'd give the prisoner a choice. Since you've slept with this woman and this woman, who would you condone to have this drug that would destroy them or get them killed or end up making them? There's even an instance in the film where one girl, after being put on the drug, ends up killing herself with a bloody broom broken in half and shoves it. Is it a broom or a leg stool? Something like that. I think it's a leg stool. But she shoves it up her throat and bleeds to death. Ugh, quite gruesomely. Yep, it's quite gruesome. Ah, a great film, nonetheless. Really, Netflix have really done it. Netflix, sometimes they mess shit up, but this time they really did it for me. Spiderhead, it's really beautiful. It's really, it's quite an amazing film. And it's easy to relate it to the current circumstances that we live in. Big Pharma, who, whatever, they want us to take us drugs. And then you watch documentaries and films of the likes of Bill Gates, all these celebrity billionaire guys want to test out drugs and everyone, drugs that do this. There's been this whole chipping people and shit. And when you watch movies like this, when they talk about drugs that can control people, make people do whatever they've been told, then you start to wonder about the food that you've been taking that's not healthy, that's making you feel some type of way, the addictiveness of these drugs and these food that we've been eating that make us behave in a certain way. We're being constantly drugged and it's fucking pissing me off. But then I'm in the middle man, so there's nothing really much I can do. First of all, I don't have a lot of income to be like, I don't want to eat that, I don't want to do that. Because they come knocking. They tell you to take the fucking vaccine and you gotta take it. Or superstores or doctors. Doctor, fam, when COVID, my private doctor said he would not fucking assist me unless I took the fucking vaccine. Can you believe that shit? Well, that's not about the film anyway. The film was about a bunch of other drugs, but it's easily relatable to this situation. We were prisoners at a point. We're prisoners of our own shells, or prisoners of the health world. The health world, or the world in general, was in a crisis because of COVID. Now there's this whole monkeypox thing, but that's not what I'm talking about. And I'm not trying to say it's not real or anything. I'm just saying we were in a crisis, and the only way out was to take vaccines and wear masks so they let us out. When you look at this film, when you look at the way these prisoners were put, they were given smoother, nicer lives in order for them to be free or have either life or an easier time. They had to acknowledge, they had to agree to take the drug. And turns out they're already under a drug that would make them compliant to every fucking thing. That's pretty scary. Though we often take drugs and we don't actually do the proper research on them. And even if we do the research on them, who the fuck is writing all this shit down? The same guys that are injecting us with this shit. The same guys that are selling our countries, our government, our health institutions, these chemicals, these drugs. They're writing the details, the ingredients, all this shit. Of course, there will be a few other guys who, like, the conspiracy theorist guys, the guys that are called crazy, that say, you shouldn't do this, you didn't do this. And governments will put pressure on the people, force them to do it. This is not a political stance. It's just me saying. This film had a variety, like a plethora of things that hit home for me. That's why it's so relatable to me. And if anyone watches this, and if anyone's going to watch this, they will see my point very clearly. That this was truly messed up. But anyway, back to the film. The film ends with Jeff Miles Taylor and Lizzie Smollett, I don't know how to pronounce this lady's name, escaping or sailing into the sunset after discovering that their prison sentences were complete. And of course, Steve, or Chris Hemsworth character, you know, gets on an overdose because of a equipment malfunction with his drug, you know, deliverance or admission or submission system. Crashes and he starts, you know, getting a whole bunch of dose of these drugs into his system, and he ends up crashing his plane. It's quite brilliant the way that they injected the drugs through a fucking mobile phone. We're being controlled already, fam, with the TikToks, the Facebook, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the fucking podcast that you're listening to. We get to be fed these ideas of things we have to fucking do. Oh, man. When you look at films and you start looking at them in a broader way and not just watching it for entertainment purposes, that's when you really begin to see that this is some bullshit that we're in. Anyway, I'll end here, man, before I start losing my fucking mind and start going on a 30-minute rant and not even talk about the damn film. Anyway, like I said, the film is about a pharmaceutical company having commissioned prisoners or paid the government to imprison prisoners and use them as guinea pigs to test pharmaceutical drugs for humanitarian reasons. I did air quotes, but you can't see that. But that's what I did, you know, and rolled my eyes there. So that, oh yeah, for humanitarian purposes, to make the world a better place. Oh, you fucking lying cunt. You just want to use us. You fuckers. Anyway, I'm done with Big Pharma for now. I'm gonna leave you all with a bang. Y'all have a great ass week, man. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to yet another episode. I could have went on forever, but it's a movie review. Anyway, I should rate this movie 10 out of 10. It was quite brilliant, quite informative, quite educational, well written. The director, did well. The script, well put together. The ending, just amazing. It's really great. Even if they made a second part, I'd complain why, but I wouldn't necessarily mind it if the same director and writer did it. It's not really about the actors, but the concept itself is brilliant. So if the same writers and director did it, executive producers, like everyone worked on it, was there, I think it'd work. This film would have been great as a series, once you think about it. It really would have been great. Like, we would learn about the characters, like flashbacks of how they got into prison. Like, for instance, Chris Taylor's character, he killed his girlfriend and best friend in a car accident. Lizzie or Janae, Smollett's character murdered her baby in a way. She left her child in the backseat of a car and then she went to work and came back hours later and the child died. And you know, a bunch of guys in that prison had similar situations where they killed someone, they did something. So it would have been brilliant to find out the reasons why most of them were there and how their lives were before they got into prison. So in hindsight, this film would have been great as a series. Yeah, like 6, 7, maybe 8 episodes, like a mini series. Yeah, that would have been amazing. But even as a film, it still delivers home a really powerful, strong message. And I really enjoyed it. Anyway, thank you for listening to I think this is the fourth time I'm saying this. This is the final. I'm really done. Thank you for listening. And let's hang out yet another time. Adios, folks.